I am here with Nick Giordano, who is with the National Pork Producers Council as a vice president and is involved with international trade. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, on behalf of U.S. producers, we work to protect their interests both within the United States and outside the United States. I oversee, in particular, international. So I'm looking after exports and keeping markets open and growing new markets, looking after our competitors, and to the extent that if they're subsidizing, for example, we've had subsidy issues with our neighbors, Canadian neighbors to the north, we monitor those sorts of things. And I'm based in Washington, D.C., so we're working with members of Congress. Our offices right a stone's throw from the Capitol building. So we're working with members of Congress. We're working with the administration. We work on these issues a lot with the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Of course, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and sometimes, depending on the issue, State Department, White House, and other administration agencies. And then we also work a lot with foreign governments. I work with the embassies in Washington. Recently got back from a trip in connection with the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations where I was in Australia and New Zealand. And then we work in coalition with other agriculture groups. National Pork Producers Council is often at the tip of the spear on trade issues because trade is so important to pork producers. We've been working closely with the other agriculture groups, for example, these potential trade talks that might get started with the European Union. We want to make sure as a threshold issue that pork and other food and ag products are included within the scope of the discussions because as initially envisioned by the business community in Brussels and in Washington, this would be a quickie agreement and food and ag and other sectors where it might take longer to negotiate, where there might not be a quick meeting of the minds of the negotiators, these things weren't supposed to be within the purview of the negotiation. Obviously, we didn't like that, so we've been working hard this year, and our efforts will continue into next year to tell the members of Congress and the administration, hey, if we negotiate a deal with the European Union, it needs to look like the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations, needs to look like the FTAs that we just did with Panama, Colombia, and Korea.
Kind of talking on your international side, how has the drought and some of the struggles we've had here in the United States affected trade?
Prices have gone up all over the world because, you know, as the price of feed grain has gone up, that's put a lot of pressure. You know, we had horrific losses in the U.S. industry among pork producers worldwide. You know, if you feed grain to your livestock, you've got a cost of production issue, and that's resulting in upward pressure on prices. Notwithstanding that, our exports are doing pretty good. Last year, we exported $6.1 billion worth of pork. Right now, we're on target to eclipse that this year. Our exports to China, which is a big market, are down significantly now, but we're hopeful that when all said and done, the end of the year, that will eclipse last year. But the unmistakable trend here is upwards in exports. But, you know, exports have really been a silver lining because in spite of the losses that producers have suffered, we have been able to continue to exports. And as we look forward, we think our exports are going to continue to grow. We need to look no further than China, where right now pork imports probably represent only about roughly 2% of Chinese consumption. If imports were to go up to 10% of Chinese consumption, and in most people's lexicon, you know, 90% of self-sufficiency is still self-sufficient. So I think that's realistic. And their cost of production is very high, much higher than ours. So if they were to import 10% of their product, world trade in pork would double and the U.S. would be, you know, reap the lion's share. We're the number one pork exporter in the world. We're typically the low-cost supplier, so we're really well poised to capture additional growth in China and in other places. And this is why leadership in National Pork Producers Council has been so involved in the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations. If we have a successful negotiation with these TPP countries, which include Vietnam, which will be a great future potential market for us, we're going to sell a lot more pork. So exports have been really strong. They continue to be strong. And we're bullish on the future.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to sit down and talk with me. Again, Nick is with the National Pork Producers Council and Vice President of International Trade Council. Thank you.